This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. The Georgia legislature convenes on Monday for what's expected to be a very fast and possibly contentious election year session. Governor Nathan Deal joins us now in his office. Governor, thanks for having us and Happy New Year.
Well, thank you, Dennis. Nice to be with you.
On education, do you know yet how much we'll see an increase for funding in education K through 12 in this session? We have increased state revenues, but do you have any idea yet what kind of increases we'll see?
Well, it will be a substantial amount, the largest that we've seen since the 2007-2008 fiscal years. We believe that it is appropriate to put additional sums of money in K through 12, since we do have additional revenue that the economy has generated. As you know, we have spared K through 12 education from some of the cuts that we imposed on other state agencies for the last two fiscal years.
While the debate goes on over whether to overhaul the state's formula, quality basic education funding formula, which goes back to 1985, in the meantime, will this get the state closer to actually fully funding QBE?
Well, certainly any infusion of additional money will move in that direction. The formula itself is flawed. It is one that has been unable to be achieved since its inception, and in past administrations, people have tried to tinker with the formula in order to make their expenditures look better. We have not tinkered with it. We've done the best we could with this formula, even though almost everybody acknowledges that it needs major revision, which I hope will be undertaken and be in place for consideration in the 2015 budget cycle, 2015 calendar year, rather.
But you don't want to try to overhaul the formula this legislative session?
I don't think there's enough time to do that. I think we need to hear more specifics about what educators think are the appropriate places to put money. And the formula, as I indicated, is not adequate. We've moved considerably in the way we deliver education, and that does not totally take it into account in the formula.
On child welfare, you have already proposed hiring 525 more child protection workers. That's an increase of more than 25%. This, of course, following many documented cases of where children have died or where cases have simply not been handled properly in the Division of Family and Children's Services. Is there more to your proposal, though, that you'll present to the legislature in addition to the extra workers?
Well, first of all, I would not say that there have been many deaths. There have been too many deaths because one is too much. Yes, that is a proposal. That number, it will be over a three-year period. We will begin the process immediately. We have already begun the process of having a review of all the cases that have been closed in the recent past to make sure that they were appropriately closed and that the children that were involved in those cases are not still in need of some degree of supervision. We believe that is the most effective way. We're trying to reduce the caseload of our DFACS workers significantly. We're shooting for caseloads about 15 per worker. We're obviously above that right now.
The idea of privatizing the child welfare system has been floated. Do you think that that's worth study, or are the problems there no matter who runs it?
Well, I think that's certainly something that can be looked at. There are both good and bad results that have been achieved in some states where that has occurred. I think anything that we can do that will protect children better, both in the context of trying to keep them in their own home or in the context of removing them from their homes and putting them in some type of foster care, anything that will improve those qualities of life that those children are receiving as they are moved out of a home setting will certainly be worthy of consideration. And I would hope that we will begin the review of those kind of proposals in the very near future.
But you're not advancing the idea of privatizing it specifically at this point?
Not at this time. There has been an ongoing discussion, which we expect will continue with the Lieutenant Governor and with the Speaker of the House, with regard to the privatization of foster care in the state of Georgia. We don't know at this point what the final result of that will be, but certainly we've been a party to that discussion and look forward to continuing that.
Governor Nathan Deal, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Dennis.
It.
Thank you.